How are you, Mossy?
I'm great, Mido. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you, mate. Always good in grand final week. And also A-League's launch week it was, wasn't it? Season starting next week, but had the launch for the A-League's seasons coming up.
Yeah, that's right. APL CEO Danny Townsend has labelled it a genuine reset after a couple of seasons of severe COVID impact on the competition. So we've finally got a draw that is set in stone, which is fantastic from a fan engagement point of view, everyone knowing when the games are on. That will help the broadcast partners as well at Paramount Plus, of which I'm looking forward to playing my small role as a co-commentator again. So, there's some real excitement around the A-League season, and there's a few reasons for it. And we know that we've got a lot of work to do, to really capitalise. But I think with the two World Cups, obviously the men's in Qatar in November and the women's on home soil next year. But I think the big one that's really going to help the A-League start with a real flourish is those World Cup spots up for grabs. Those seats on the plane to Qatar. Graham Arnold came out the other day and said that that wasn't the final selection trial against New Zealand. The first few weeks of the A-League is going to be absolutely critical to those players. And of course, the players who are overseas need to find or maintain form. The big thing for me, coming out of the New Zealand series was our, the physical side of what I saw. I think players need to be fitter. I think they need to be stronger. New Zealand, with all due respect, is not France. It's certainly not Denmark. We really need to step up. So players need to work very, very hard on their strength and their fitness leading into this World Cup selection.
I think we've lost Clarkie's audio there.
Yeah. Well, you got me there. Yeah, sorry,
Mido.
Is that better?
Got your pup.
Sorry, mate. Mossy, I was going to ask, you mentioned a number of positives in and around the A-League. What are we doing to get crowds back?
Well, that's a really good question, Clarkie. We should get Danny Townsend on for that one. But from what I can see from the outside looking in, obviously the signing of Nani, Charlie Austin, Nani at Melbourne Victory, of course, Charlie Austin at Brisbane. Dwight York, I think, even though he's a coach, he's the way he set his... He's a big name, obviously, but the way he set his team out to play. And I think the players that he's got there, the likes of De Silva, Arzani, of course, De Villa, those players will set the league alight, whether they're home games or away games. So there's a few things around that, but I think the big one is the amount of money that the APL is going to spend on promoting the league and the players. And there's a doco series coming out, all access doco series on the star players, the clubs, Sydney FC. There's a behind the scenes thing on them. So it just brings the crowds closer. And what we need to do is make heroes of the players to drag the kids along to games, who obviously then bring their parents as well. So a lot going on behind the scenes and a lot of spend going into it as well.
This is probably for a different time, but has the funding model changed at all?
The funding model for the game?
Yeah, as in the grassroots.
Well, not that I know of.
Because they usually fund it, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. But what I do know is there's a lot of money in the bank at the APL level because of the private equity deal with Silver Lake. So we've got more money at the top level than we've ever had in the bank. It's now up to Danny and obviously the APL and the owners how they spend that, and it needs to be spent wisely to promote the game. So while the model hasn't changed, to the best of my knowledge, there certainly won't be such a drain on the funding from the bottom up because there's money at the top.
Yep, no, that's perfect. Is it possible, Mossy, that the Mariners could have two players from their squad represent Australia at the World Cup?
Absolutely. We saw Cummings and Quoll get there. Debuts for the Socceroos against New Zealand over there on the weekend, and both, in my opinion, both put their hand up for possible selection. They've still got a lot more to do to get a plane a ticket on the plane. I think let's take Cummings first. He certainly added something when he came on, the physical presence that he has. He doesn't get intimidated by a stage that he's on. he hasn't done enough for me yet to get a ticket, but certainly if he starts the season well and he's scoring goals, he's going to make it very hard for Graham Arnold to leave him out. And Quoll, who we believe, and Mido, I know you're going to talk to me about this, but we'll bring it in now. Quoll is in England at the moment, and there is an agreement in principle to sign for Newcastle United in the EPL from January, in the January transfer window, and apparently he will be loaned out to somewhere in Europe as soon as he signs. So really what that does is bring back the focus on Quoll to start the A-League season. He still hasn't started a game, the kid. And you can see he's still physically, from a strength point of view, you know, got a long way to go. But he makes things happen. He's an exciting prospect. He's got pace that you can't coach. He could just be a, you know, joker in the pack, with all due respect for the World Cup. But if you ask me right now, is he ready to board the plane for a World Cup to play against France, Tunisia and Denmark? The answer would be no. But is that the type of player we take a chance on? It could well be, but there'll be other other players putting their hand up for that spot as well.
Is Arnie a sort of a gambler when it comes to selections, or is he more conservative, Mossy?
I think if you ask the general public, they'd say he's more conservative.
Right.
Was, but I know he's got it in him as well to take a punt on kids, because we've seen it at the Mariners, we saw it at Sydney FC. If you just look at the number of young players that he's produced into Socceroos over the years, there's no doubt in my mind that if he's got faith in Quoll to handle it at that level, he'll take him. We've had players in the past who have gone to the World Cup and not played a minute, but the experience has set them up for a great career. But with Quoll, somehow, it defies belief sometimes, but somehow he makes something happen just about every time he touches the ball. So that would be very tempting for Arnie. But Daniel Arzani's one that I've got my eye on. If he starts the A-League season really well for MacArthur, then he will be very tough to leave out, because all his injury woes, we saw what he did in the A-League before he left for Europe, then came a cropper with an ACL injury at Celtic. If he's fit and firing, creating and scoring goals in the first six rounds, he's going to be very hard to leave out of that squad.
Tips time. Let's start with the Australia Cup final. Saturday night, Combank Stadium, MacArthur FC $1.20. Sydney United, $15. The draw, $6.50 with tab. That's the 90-minute market, of course. What's your prediction in this fixture?
Yeah, I'm not sure Sydney United should be $15, but clear favourites are MacArthur, and I'm going to, this will break the hearts of NPL fans and anyone looking for a major cup set. I think MacArthur will have too much on the day. They've got some real match winners. But Sydney United, to be in this position, is just unbelievable. And it's such a boost for semi-professional football. Bringing professional and semi-professional together as a game. It's going to be a wonderful spectacle. It'll be a rocking atmosphere out there at Combank Stadium. And Dwight York, I think, will get his hands on his first piece of silverware as a coach in Australia.
Give us the correct score, Bossy.
I'm going to go with 3-1. I think Sydney United have got enough to maybe breach the MacArthur defence. But I think MacArthur will have too much. So 3-1 in 90 minutes.
Okay, that's paying $9. 3-1 MacArthur FC, $9 with tab. Premier League's back, thank goodness for that. And I love this fixture. Arsenal-Tottenham, North London derby. Two fans that absolutely despise each other. And Arsenal $2, Tottenham $3.60, the draw $3.70. It's the 9:30 game Saturday night as well.
Isn't it brilliant? I do love this fixture, even as a Liverpool fan.
Yeah,
they are part of my four-legger. It is great to have the EPL back. There's a real void during the season when it's not when it's not on. But you've also got the Manchester derby as well, Manchester City and Manchester United on Monday morning our time. So I'm going with Arsenal to get over Tottenham, Liverpool to beat Brighton, Chelsea to beat Crystal Palace away, and Manchester City to win the Manchester derby.
Four-legger from Mossy. Arsenal to win the North London derby. Liverpool to beat Brighton. Chelsea to beat Crystal Palace. Manchester City to win that four-legger. $6.89 with tab. What else is going on, Mossy? Have we missed anything?
No, I think that's about it. Well, there's plenty, actually. Harry Kane apparently is the number one target for Bayern Munich in the January transfer window. Tottenham want to re-sign him. He's still got another year and a half left on his deal, so that'll be an interesting one. The other one, actually, Mido, Barcelona have come out and said it is financially possible for them to re-sign Lionel Messi because he'd be a free transfer. His contract's up at the end of this season with Paris Saint-Germain. So he'd go back as a free transfer. He's 35 now. Don't put it past them to pull off a miraculous comeback in Barca colours to maybe retire at the club that he's made such a name for himself at.
Yeah, I suppose it would be appropriate. Mossy, thank you so much.
Have a great day. Cheers, guys.